You are listening to Face to Face on the Virginia Voice. And for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean. There is usually a month dedicated to every cause. Diabetes is one of them. But like most causes, diabetes is a year-round health issue. In the next few minutes, you'll hear about this disease you can have, sometimes without realizing it. Ann Weinberg is representing the Richmond Area American Diabetes Association. Ann, let's start at the beginning. What is diabetes?
Well, you have to go into the two types of diabetes to explain that, because there is a difference. In type 1 diabetes, the body doesn't produce insulin, which is a hormone that's needed to break down sugars and starches and other food into energy in the body. Type 1 diabetics are therefore dependent on artificial insulin that they can take either by shot, by insulin pump, but they do need that to survive day to day, year to year, and it works beautifully. And thankfully, the insulin keeps getting refined. But the majority of people, and the one that people ordinarily associate with diabetes, is type 2 diabetes. And with type 2, the insulin is produced, but it doesn't get to where it needs to go effectively. And therefore, some people need to take insulin. Other people can control their type 2 diabetes with exercise and different nutrition and better diet. And there are also drugs, some that can be taken just by pill, that help move that insulin effectively into through the body where it needs to go.
Do I hear correctly, type 1 diabetes is genetic? It's present at birth?
Well, I can give you a perfect example, which is me, and no one in my family ever had type 1 diabetes or any kind of diabetes, and in my 40s, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, which is kind of unusual. It can hit at any time. It's primarily a juvenile diabetic association, but there are a lot more diabetics in recent years who are adults, young adults, older adults. And the theory is that antibodies attack the pancreas and effectively destroy its insulin capability. So that is what I've experienced.
And in type 2 diabetes?
Type 2 diabetes, and again, I should address the fact that the majority of type 1 does come through family genes. You're prone to getting it, and getting checked regularly is a very good recommendation. People should always make sure that they're checking their blood sugars to make sure that they're not falling into diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is the one that most people associate with obesity. Not everyone is overweight, but primarily obesity does bring along the chance of type 2 diabetes. And the reason is that the insulin finds it harder to travel through the body to get to where it needs to go to break down the sugars and starches. If someone has more fat and tissue, and so be it for the insulin effectiveness.
And you mentioned you didn't know you had diabetes until into your 40s. What are the symptoms? What should alert people that maybe they ought to be checked for this?
And if I knew anything about diabetes, I would have realized that there was something wrong. I had a raging thirst for about 4 days, and I drank everything in sight and couldn't quench that thirst. And luckily, I just happened to go in for my yearly physical. And instead of being in the normal range of 80 to 120 in my blood sugar measurement, I was 450 heading up to 500. And I found out the hard way that it's a lifelong disease, which I didn't know. Right now there is no cure, which is why we try to get so much education and advocacy and fundraising done, because we are trying desperately to get that cure for diabetes.
Well, you say there is no cure. How is diabetes treated?
Well, again, it depends on the type of diabetes that you have. Type 1s like myself are insulin dependent. I happen to use an insulin pump. People can use shots. They've developed a lot more user-friendly tools so that it's not so frightening as it used to be. Type 2 diabetics have a lot more options depending on the severity. There are people who can control it just between diet and exercise and a little bit of medication. In the past 5 years, the number of medications available for type 2 diabetics has grown exponentially, and they're still pairing different sets of medications together to match the person's needs.
So while there is no cure, it can be effectively treated.
Yes. People are not limited in their lifestyles or anything that they want to do. There are Ironman athletes and bike teams that represent the ADA. There, it just both in work and in play, any kind of recreation. There is no limit as long as attention is paid.
Without scaring anybody who's listening, as far as knowing you have diabetes, you should be catched in an annual physical.
Yes. The blood sugar is the line of whether you have diabetes or not. However, there are millions of people walking around who are pre-diabetic. And 1 in 4 people out of the 29.5 million people who have diabetes don't know that they have diabetes. And so that unless they are having an annual physical or paying attention to their body changes or symptoms, they could go on for a while. The negative aspect of that is that diabetes can impact all parts of the body, so that as soon as somebody gets diagnosed, at least they can slow that any deterioration that might happen to organs and eyes and you name it. It's an insidious disease if not taken care of.
Ann Weinberg, you represent the Richmond Area Diabetes Association. What does the group do?
I'm so glad you asked. The American Diabetes Association in Central Virginia is part of the National American Diabetes Association, and the ADA, just to save time and not saying it through each time, the ADA does some amazing things for diabetics, and that's why I got involved. They have 3 major focuses. Number 1 is education, and with the exponential numbers of diabetics and growing every year, that's the most important aspect on a day-to-day basis, because the programs, even answering some of the questions that you've already raised about what do I do, how do I deal with this, we have caregivers who come to support groups as well as diabetics. We get programs into schools. We have Stop Diabetes at Work programs to get different corporations involved in the care of their employees, because it does affect production if their employees get diabetes. The annual cost in dollars is $218 billion, that's with a B, dollars in 2007 in lost productivity and the cost of diabetes and its complications. So you're looking at a very, very large number. So education is key. We're proud that Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield Foundation in Richmond recently gave a $97,000 grant to the local ADA to bring education programs to the community in Richmond, and we are hoping to reach 500 people with that program who will try to lower their body mass index through the nutrition and exercise and other guidance that they get through these programs. The part 2 of the ADA's focus is advocacy, and they have advocacy across the country for people who are discriminated against because they have diabetes. There are people who lose jobs, children who are bused many, many miles away because the schools aren't prepared to deal with diabetics. So in every state, there are legal advocates for anyone who is discriminated against with diabetes.
How does the group advocate?
They are lawyers, most of whom are volunteers, and we have some from this area, and they will litigate on behalf of people who have diabetes. The best example I can give you is a few years ago in Florida, there were children being bused up to 50 miles away to go to school because the school system had identified one nurse in the whole county who could deal with diabetes. And any student who had diabetes had to go to that school, and they were able to advocate and get more resources so that the children didn't have to be bused so far away. That's just one in a long series of examples of the support that they give. And then the last, which all of us are involved with in fundraising and such, is research for a cure. And that research has produced a number of items who have made the daily challenge of living with diabetes easier. That research has led to insulin pumps and other devices that really enable diabetics to live more easily 24/7 with the, because it is a 24/7 disease. But the major research, of course, is trying to develop a cure.
What progress has been made in the area of research, both in improvements in, let's say, metering and insulin delivery and looking for a cure? What progress has been made?
Actually, there are a number of Virginia universities who have been involved with research. The University of Virginia, the last few years, has been working on an artificial pancreas, as have other groups around the country. And are still in the testing phase of having, I guess I should explain what an artificial pancreas would do. It involves the insulin pump, which already exists, along with another device that continuously checks and monitors the glucose production in the body. And the third part of that is a computer device, which is sort of a handheld PDA or phone-looking device that can read any changes and notify the patient and make corrections as needed. There's still a long way to go. There are tests from everything from stem cells, which look very promising, to islet transplants, which are a bit more involved and probably not as available to the general public. But all of those things and all of that research will eventually produce a cure.
Diabetes is certainly a national problem, but what is happening here on the local scene that the Richmond Area American Diabetes Association is doing? What programs are they undertaking?
Well, again, we have the Diabetes Education Program funded by Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. We have a diabetes support group that meets. We have resources on the website, which is www.diabetes.org/Richmond. And that's a great way to keep up with everything from diabetic recipes to events to new sources of fundraising and volunteering and stories about people who are living with diabetes day to day and how they deal with that challenge. The website is kept up to date pretty well, so that it is a constantly changing resource. The local office, which is located in Innsbruck, is very, very community-oriented and is very responsive to people calling with questions. And the leadership board also, that I'm proud to be a part of, also works on interacting with the community in a number of ways. There are health fairs all through the region where we will exhibit and dispense information. So we're constantly trying to get out into the community and share the educational aspect of helping people with diabetes.
You gave the internet location. Is there a telephone number people can call?
Sure. It's 804-225-8038. And that's the local diabetes office in Innsbruck.
I understand the local diabetes group does have functions and events during the year.
Yes, we have two fundraisers that actually pay for all of the programs and resources that this regional office provides. One is a garden party gala that happens in May. All of the information is on the website. The major fundraiser on an annual basis for the ADA is the walk, and it's the Step Out Walk to Stop Diabetes. And we generally get over 1,000 participants. There's a wellness village where exhibitors share all kinds of diabetes-related information. We have entertainment, and it's held at the Bon Secours Washington Redskins Training Center. And again, all of that information and registration and sponsorship and all other opportunities are on the website and can be found there.
You mentioned a lot about diabetes, what it is, how it's treated, what the local organization does. What have we left out?
Left out just a couple more symptoms. I mentioned just, we went off on a tangent about my experience, but what people can look for is a very unusual thirst, and I can vouch for that, frequent urination, extreme hunger. I lost about 8 pounds in a matter of a couple of days. It is not a recommended weight loss option, but it's one of the offshoots of that can happen. It's an unusual weight loss. Tingling pain or numbness in the hands or feet, blurry vision, and extreme fatigue. And we just recommend that if any or all of those things happen, that people really do need to check with their doctors, because the longer they wait, the more serious it can become.
Any other things that people should know about diabetes or about the Richmond Area American Diabetes Association?
A large number of people, those with type 2 diabetes, can prevent or delay it by eating healthy foods, losing weight, and being more active. And that seems like the answer to weight loss and other things, but it's very, very true. We have story after story about people who were either pre-diabetic or those who have type 2 diabetes who've been able to control their disease. And the consequences of not controlling it, and I don't want to sound too scary, but people do have to pay attention to it, because diabetes can cause various things. It doubles the risk of heart attack and stroke. It's the number one cause of blindness in adults. And more people die from diabetes each year than AIDS and breast cancer combined. And it's not as visible, so that people don't understand that it can be quite serious if not addressed.
It can lead to loss of limbs.
Amputations, if it's not addressed, can happen. People can go into diabetic comas if they ignore the symptoms and their blood sugars spike too high. So again, it's not meant to be scary. It is a controllable disease with the proper education and medication and guidance from a doctor. But it starts with making sure that you get checked out if you think that there's any risk that you have diabetes.
And for the benefit of those listening, let me ask you to give once again the address of the web and the telephone number.
Thank you. It's www.diabetes.org/Richmond. Of course, if you just go to the main site, which is the national site, which is www.diabetes.org, without selecting Richmond, you still will get enormous information resources, everything from books and recipes to stories and guidance. So I encourage people to check both out. But if you want the local information about things that are happening and activities, I hope that people will check out our local office. The phone number is 804-225-8038.
Ann Weinberg is representing the Richmond Area American Diabetes Association. You're listening to Face to Face on the Virginia Voice. And for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean.